Michelle Heary is my name, and I'm here because I'm appalled by what's happening in Syria, and I'm appalled that the UN has the power to do something and is actually choosing to do nothing. And the Irish government, although obviously we don't really have a government right now, but it seems like no one here with any power particularly gives a damn or is interested in helping. You know, even if they were to try and, even if we could, even our ambassador to the UN could try to push the UN to do something, that might help. The media has something to do with that as well. Like, you know, it's not really, the atrocities just aren't being reported.
Michael Lenehan, and we have Barbia going off to Iran this week, looking to sell Irish food to Iranians who are at the same time involved in this appalling massacre of Syrians. And to me, it's such a contrast between, you know, here's us trying to say, like, push food on Iranians who are happy to massacre and starve Syrians.
My name is Leonie O'Dowd, and we're also here as an expression of solidarity with the Syrian people in the situation in which they find themselves, where their peaceful revolution has been repressed with a horrendous violence, where on a daily basis their hospitals and their medical staff and their schools and their playgrounds are being targeted by the Assad regime and by his Russian allies. In Marat al-Numan, where the people are out, as soon as there was a ceasefire, they were out demonstrating again against the Assad regime and against al-Nusra, the Islamist extremists. And they came out day after day in peaceful protest. And Assad's response was to bomb their market and kill 50 people, including women and children. So this is why we're here, in solidarity with people who are being subjected to this kind of violence, who simply wanted peace with justice, justice with peace, and who are being ignored by the world, ignored by the Irish government, ignored to a large scale by the Irish people, ignored by the UN, and we just want to highlight the situation they find themselves in.
I mean, the one thing that keeps me coming here is the spirit of the people in Syria, that the people in Daraa, who can still, despite everything, find the resourcefulness to stand up and still maintain their stance. And they were looking for freedom 5 years ago, they're still looking for it, and they still have hope in spite of everything. Now, I don't know how much hope they can have, how long that can last, but so long as they're doing it, I think all we can do is lend our support and solidarity.
My name is Motasim. I'm from Syria, from the south part of Syria. During the conflict, I was there until 2013, and then they forced us to leave the country by barrel pumps. And what happened now in Syria, and this is the sixth year, humanitarian aid is very, very important for people under the siege. But it's very, very important too to stop the war. Syria is a rich country. It has different weathers, it has different land. We could planet everything, we could have a good life. But to stop the war is the very important things. And that's the point which all the leaders around the world, they just ignore it. They just not really give it real action.
My name is Maurice Hegarty, and you know, I'm just a person on the street. I don't have all the answers, but it seems to me that one of the things that, you know, they keep initiating talks, but they don't actually invite everybody to the table. And if you don't have all parties involved in a conflict given a space at the table, including particularly the women, there is no point in trying to resolve it. If there are voices unheard, if there are people with weapons in their hands who are being ignored, why should they lay down those weapons? Why should they stop fighting? If they know that everything that they spent the last few years of their lives fighting for is not even being put on the table, you know, they have no motivation to stop fighting. It's, you know, they want Assad out of power, so they're prepared to die fighting rather than lay down arms and see him being left in position. So, you know, there has to be a global will. Everybody knows he's a war criminal. Everybody knows he's a psychopath. But, you know, when he's supported by people as powerful as Putin and Iran, It's very hard for the voices of Syrians on the street to make themselves heard against forces like that.